All right, it looks like we got a 1 minute. Oop, looks like we're there, huh? Are we there? 1 minute. Okay, the computer says 9:31. All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We will go ahead and start this morning with the invocation.
Morning. Father, we come before thee this morning with gratitude in our hearts to the trust that has been placed on us as the Mojave Water Agency, the board of directors and staff. We thank thee for the opportunities that we have to serve the people of the Mojave Water Agency area. We ask for thy guidance as we discuss the important topics and needs for the basins that fall within our agency area. Help us as we continue to look for innovative and thoughtful ways to help the residents that we serve, that we will receive this inspiration and be able to come up with solutions to problems that are presented, not only today, but always. We thank thee for the rain that we have received this week, and we pray for more and consistent and steady to quest the thirst of this thirsty desert region. Bless those who are serving this great nation at home and abroad, that they will be safe and protected and be able to return to their families. Bless those first responders who give of their lives and time, that they will be able to provide for their families and return home. Help us this day, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
All right. I'll call to order the meeting, noting that Director Raleigh is remote attendance today. And so we'll ask Jeff Gastra to come up and do the Pledge of Allegiance this morning. Come on up.
All right, everybody, raise the flag and repeat after me.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so just reiterating, we are calling to order the regular Board of Directors meeting October 23rd, 2025 at 9:30. Thank you, Mr. Gastra, for the pledge, and we'll go ahead and have the roll call.
Director Page?
I'm here.
Director Hoffman?
Here.
Director Ramirez?
Here.
Director Cox?
Present.
Director West?
Present.
Director Limbaugh?
Here.
And President Raleigh?
I'm here as well. Thank you.
We also have... in attendance, we have our general manager, Adnan Antawi, and we have online our legal counsel, Steve Kennedy.
Looks like we're going to voice vote, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll take approval of the agenda.
I'd like to make the motion.
I'll second.
Director Ramirez?
Yes.
Director Cox?
Yes.
Director West?
Yes.
Director Hoffman?
Yes.
Director Page?
Yes.
Director Limbaugh?
Yes.
President Raleigh.
Hi.
All right, that brings us to public participation. Do we have anyone wishing to speak at this point?
Yes, we do. We have one person online, and we also have Jeff Gastra in attendance.
Okay. All right, let me go read the paragraph for you. The public comment period is limited to 5 minutes per person and not more than 15 minutes in total. Anyone wishing to address any matter pertaining to agency business listed on the agenda or not may do so at this time. However, the Board of Directors may not take any action on items that are not on the agenda. Please submit a speaker card to the clerk, or you may use the chat box in the GoToMeeting to notify the clerk that you wish to speak. Let's go ahead to the speaker online.
Okay, the speaker online whose hand is up is Mary Ann Ruiz.
Hi, Mary Ann.
Hi there. Thank you. Good morning, directors, and thank you for this opportunity to speak with you. I'm Mary Ann Ruiz. I'm the chair of the Sierra Club San Gregorio chapter, which serves all of San Bernardino and Riverside counties. And I wanted to just thank you for giving me this opportunity to give you an update, to provide an update on Cadiz, on the Cadiz water mining project, which has encountered some significant new roadblocks and oppositions in this last year. First example is over the last few months, California agencies and legislators, tribal nations, and both of our U.S. Senators, Alex Padilla and Adam Schiff, have all taken actions to protect the desert from Cadiz. In June, the chairs of the California Senate and Assembly Natural Resources Committees, that's Senator Monique Limon and Assemblymember Isaac Bryan, wrote a letter to the State Lands Commission expressing deep concerns with Cadiz and urging the commission to ensure Cadiz undergoes the legally required Water Code 1815 review, which blocks Cadiz from exporting any water unless they can first prove that its water mining efforts will not harm the natural or cultural resources of the desert lands. Cadiz's own lobbyists stated that they could not prove this, and the company has yet to even start the two-year review process for this review. Senator Limon also wrote the letter, who also wrote the letter is the incoming leader of the California State Senate. And in response to that letter from the legislators, the State Lands Commission wrote Cadiz's CEO stating that any attempt to use the pipeline for water conveyance without the authorization of the State Lands Commission would result in significant litigation. This is after the State Lands Commission's unanimous 3-0 vote in December to reject Cadiz's lease application. The commission, just so you're aware, is made up of a governor's representative, the lieutenant governor, and state controller. So there is strong state opposition to Cadiz mining this water aquifer. Then in July, didn't get any better when the U.S. senators wrote a letter to the Interior Secretary, Doug Burgum, describing the problems with Cadiz. The senator stated this, and this is a quote, Department of the Interior experts, including the U.S. Geological Survey and the National Park Service, as well as peer-reviewed scientific analysis, have warned of the significant and irreversible impacts that Cadiz's project could have on federal lands and surrounding communities, that is our desert national monuments and Mojave Preserve that bring in tourism to this region. Ending that quote, that last part is mine about the Mojave Preserve. The senators reminded the federal administration that of the need to conduct this legally required review of their groundwater pumping. Cadiz has long sought to evade this review and is lost in court every single time. So the conclusion is really clear that Cadiz's promises are empty and failed schemes are now 3 decades old trying to mine water out of the desert aquifer. Sustainable water solutions create well-paying jobs locally while protecting the environment. Water security won't come from corporate pipe dreams like Cadiz. At its core, Cadiz isn't offering water, it's selling a mirage. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Ruiz. Mr. Gastra, is that the second and last speaker?
That's correct, yes.
Just a moment, Jeff.
Good to go. Okay. Jeff Gastra, Lake Association, Newberry Springs. Good morning, all. Thank you for letting me speak. So since we just heard about the Cadiz project, I would like to just say a couple things real quick about it. The lady, I think her name's Sue, the CEO now of Cadiz, is quite the spark plug of ideas. We had a meeting in Newberry on Monday. And she was throwing out all kinds of ideas.
And obviously, there's lots of hoops that she would have to jump through to make any of those ideas come to fruition. But the idea in some respects makes a lot of sense, because if they built a pipeline to the Colorado River, and if they could recharge their basin with water that was imported, and then they imported it, you know, it would be like another storage area, kind of like what, you know, water banking is. And if there was another water source that was clean, deliverable, and cost-effective, it might make sense. Although there is a lot of hoops, so that's my perspective on the Cadiz deal, and we're interested in discussing it with Cadiz. The reason I'm speaking this morning is because it's been some time since Mojave Water Agency purchased the Jenon water rights in Baja. I believe it was about a $7 million or something deal, over 7,000 acre feet of water rights. Water rights that I was trying to purchase at the time, and I'm all the older board directors understand that we worked for years after that happened to try to make some sort of a deal or do something with that water. And I was always told then it would have to wait till after the time that, you know, the Jenon dried up their lake and we saw water levels in Baja stabilizing. Maybe now is that time for at least a discussion between the powers that be at Mojave to try to decide what you're going to do with that water. Use public funds to buy it. You know, my preference would be you sell it back into Baja, and then that way you know, we could live within our means in Baja. Or you retire it out of the water budget. And I've been told that, well, we can't do that. There's no mechanism to do that. Well, I believe it would be fairly easy to ask Judge Reamer that, say, Judge, we want to retire these water rights. Take it out of the budget. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have any opposition for that. It would take a simple motion. I'd support the motion, because it's either sell it or retire it. Either of those options would help Baja, would help my group. Holding on to it hurts my group. So that's it for today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Gastro. Does that conclude our public comment?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll move on to consent calendar. We have several items moved out of committee, adopting September 25th meeting minutes or board actions, approval of bills, adopting resolution 1177-25, placement and collection of ordinance 14 minimal producer fee on certain real properties on the tax roll of fiscal year 26, consider new janitorial contract with Imagine Clean, and consider purchase of new Exagrid appliance from CDW. That's not a refrigerator. That is actually a computer device. to add a little lightheartedness there. And I think that does conclude the consent calendar. And if anyone would like to pull an item or make a motion.
I'd like to make a motion.
Madam Chair, I'd like to pull item 7.
Item 7.
Okay. I'll still make the motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right. We can do a vote on 5, 6, 8, and 9.
Director Page?
Yes.
Director Hoffman?
Yes.
Director Ramirez?
Yes.
Director Cox?
Aye.
Director West? Director West?
Yes.
Director Limbaugh?
Yes.
President Raleigh?
Aye.
From consent, we had item 7, the resolution for placement and collection of taxes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just had one question on this. Usually The items that are to be placed on the tax roll are due no later than September the 10th. Can I understand the timing on this item, please? We're now in the end of October, so did we already place them and this is a formality to get the required resolution, or did we miss that deadline and we're going to try to get it in December?
Ms. LeClaire, I think let me characterize it, then you can cover what I've misstated here. But my understanding is it's already been placed, and this is a formality to tighten up the process by adopting an ordinance, a resolution beyond just the ordinance that we have to operate under. So this is more tightening it up, consistent with what the county is asking us to do to demonstrate that we have that authority. But I will go to Ms. LeClaire for any further context, or Mr. Kennedy.
Yes, yeah, so yeah, that was absolutely correct. So we're just tightening it up. The county did allow us to go ahead and submit the list. So they have applied those. However, they did want us to follow up with the resolution at our earliest convenience. So there was no delay and everything was submitted timely.
Okay, Council Kennedy, can you speak to that too? I do recall discussions about this. And it was a change in process this year. And
That's correct. Staff is correct. And so this is a cleanup of the process that has already been discussed with the board.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I just was not sure.
Yeah, I think they changed process and they went to this new online portal and then they really scrutinized all the paperwork. The same happened to my agency and we had to follow up after the fact. So next year we'll see this resolution at the beginning of the process before the tax rolls are before we submit, correct? Carrie?
Absolutely, yes, that is correct.
Yeah, it has been a very different year. Oh, thank you.
Okay, so I think we'll entertain a motion for item 7.
I'll second.
Okay.
We have a motion from Director Cox, a second from Director Hoffman.
Director Page?
Yes.
Director Hoffman?
Yes.
Director Ramirez?
Yes.
Director Cox?
Aye.
Director West?
Yes.
Director Limbaugh?
Yes.
President Raleigh?
Aye.
Okay, we'll go to manager's reports.
Thank you. Good morning. Just a couple of them. I'll start with Ms. LeClaire, if you want to make our first announcement.
Yes. Hello again. So I would like to go ahead and let the board know and introduce you to Christina Hall. She came to the finance department from City of Hesperia. Many, many years there, is coming with some good experience in areas of where we need expertise. She might be in the back there. Yes. So yeah, we're happy to have her. She resides here in Apple Valley, so she's a local, and she's been here, like I said, for one full week. So we're hoping many, many years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
And welcome, Christina. One more, just a brief one. I'll ask Tony to give this one.
Just a quick shout out to Jerry Burns and Capo Coulibaly, who recently presented at the 8th Annual Western Groundwater Conference in San Diego, put on by GRA, Groundwater Resources, is it America or Association?
Association.
They did a great job and they did us proud. So kudos to both Jerry and Capo.
Thank you.
So kudos. It's always good for us to visit conferences and learn. It's also the next level for us to contribute to the body of knowledge, scientific knowledge, and advance our industry. So thank you guys for doing that. That concludes my reports. Thank you.
Thank you. The legal report, Mr. Kennedy.
Thank you, Madam President. No report at this time, but we do have a number of closed session items to discuss.
I don't, but I'm still Vice President.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right. Director's report, starting on my left. Director Ramirez.
I'm good. Nothing to report.
wanted to mention, I hope Director Limbaugh will say more, but we got the opportunity to go to the state of the city in Hesperia. And that used to be a time where all the directors would come, any of those state of the cities. And I just would like to encourage in the future that we do that. Marina, I know that it might be difficult for you, but those that are here local, that used to be something, and I think Director Cox would agree with me that all the different events, whether it was special districts, whether it was that we all attend. I also would ask that staff helps remind directors more than just a couple times. I know sometimes they'd have to be reminded in the past 3, 4, 5 times by multiple staff members so that everyone was there, whether it was from Yvonne Hester at the time or from Michelle, but multiple people working together to get us there. And I think that would be really helpful so it's just not a few of us there really being all out as a group, really making a presence, possibly having our general manager there on occasion, I think will really help the profile of the Mojave Water Agency. But I think we just need to work together, both staff and board members, to be there. Thank you.
Director Cox?
That's a great reminder, Michael. Thank you for that. It is fall. It is the most beautiful time in the desert. I am excited to say that there is water under the bridge at Vista Road. This is one of the earliest years I have ever seen water there. And it actually started on October the 6th, which I keep this little anecdotal chart for probably the last 15 years or so that shows when the water shows up in the river under the bridge and when the water goes away. And this is one of the earliest times, so it speaks to the health of the transition zone. So we are doing well. Happy fall.
Director Limbaugh.
Yeah, Director Page mentioned, we attended the State of the City for Hesperia and handed out a few awards, and they're doing fine. The Ranchero Road Bridge over the aqueduct, I think they awarded a contract, but it's going to take another couple years to do that. And also that 5-year project on Rock Springs Road is probably going to get started next year. So we'll see some more roadway work in the town of Hesperia. And more warehouses out by the highway. So Silverwood's doing fine. So it was a nice meeting to attend and share with the people of Hesperia.
Okay, Director Raleigh, do you have any reports?
No, I do not. Thank you.
I just want to mention briefly that I attended the Landers Homestead Valley Community Association about us getting kind of a regular crowd, just to share mostly on our public relations outreach and things that we're doing to educate public. So thank you for those regular updates at LLCP, our public team. And also I accepted I guess it was a direct invitation by the chair of the Metropolitan Water District, Don Ortega, to attend the Northern California State Water Project Tour later this month in November. All the responsibilities that go with that on my Form 700 as a gift, but I think it's important that we really understand our role in the State Water Project in the upcoming year, especially as we try to navigate this Delta Conveyance Project. So I was happy to accept that invitation. I wanted to share that with the board. I work with Mr. Ortega in a number of capacities in legislation and small systems. He has a passion for large systems helping small and small helping large, and so we're making some pretty big moves across the state to try to have a that would conclude my comments. Anything else? All right, it looks like we have any discussion items for next or future agenda. Anything anyone wants to bring up? Okay, with that, it looks like we're going to adjourn to closed session at 9:55. We have 3 items: City of Barstow and City of Alanto, existing litigation, public performance, public employee performance evaluation, general manager, and real property negotiations at a location at 649 Cayucos Road, hope I said that right, Pinyon Hills, with general manager Adam Tawe as agency negotiator, negotiating party Mr. Carrillo, and under negotiation price and terms. So we will adjourn at 9:55. We'll be back as soon as we can. Thank you.